Hi, my name is Safi, and you're listening to Professional Ramble Podcast. This is episode 5, where I don't exactly know what I'm going to title it, but I think what I want this episode is I'm deserving of good things. I'm deserving of good things to happen to me. And I think, because this past weekend, I had my very first art show where my family and my friends came out for me, and I really got to see, like, the people who generally are rooting for me in real life, and it was such a good experience to fully, like, be centered around so much love and positivity. I had professors come out. I had my family come out when they haven't been here in 4 years. I had, like, people who, like, I wasn't sure where I stood in their life. They came out to support me, to see me in my habitat, because, like, doing art is my habitat. So, like, this be my very first project, like, and have so many people come out to support me, it really validated, like, I'm deserving of good things. Because, like, I think the reason why I haven't posted a podcast episode in this past 2 weeks, because the past two weeks I had a lot of fear. I had, like, I wanted to record a podcast about fear last week. I think I even recorded it, but I just couldn't post it. But it's like, I had a lot of fear of, like, I'm just going to be staying there because nobody's going to be there for me. I'm just going to be one empty fear. And I knew, but it was I knew it was irrational also, because, like, my family's already, they were already excited for it since the beginning of the year. So they were going to come regardless, but I had this fear of, like, they just weren't going to show up. Or if they did show up, they'll be so disappointed. They're like, this is what I'm paying you all the tuition for. Like, this is, like, you're not even that good. You should have done something, like, you should have done, like, medicine or some shit like that. So it's, like, I had all of this fear of, like, they're going to think, like, my work is terrible. Like, with this project I've been working on for a year is terrible. Like, I should get out of the world of art. Like, it's not worth it. It's blah, blah, blah. Like, boo, tomatoes. Like, I had, like, all of these irrational fear that, like, everybody was gonna be like, this shit is terrible. Like, even like the models I used for the cover, I thought when they looked at it, they'd be like, oh, like, this, oh, this is what, like, she wasted my time doing this. Like, oh, I would, like, these type of thoughts were going through my head of, like, I'm not meant to be an artist, but if I'm not an artist, I don't know what I am, because that's all I've ever known since I was little. Like, I was like, I know I like to create things, and I never saw anyone that looked like me creating things. So, like, having this even thought of me being a dreamer was always too big. And so I don't know. So I had a lot. So I am deserving of good things. I'm deserving of good things. I'm deserving of good people to be around. I'm deserving of so much. I'm deserving to be around people that care about me. I'm deserving to want to be a dreamer. I'm deserving to want to be an artist. I'm deserving to, just because I'm a person, I'm deserving of good things just because I exist. And I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm just wasting breath. I'm just a waste of, this is gonna sound negative, but I'm just like waste of negative space. I'm just a waste of space. Like, what are you doing? You're not providing anything useful to your society, so what are you doing? And so I just had a lot of these negative thoughts, and that's why I couldn't really, that's why I wasn't making any episodes. It's like, I just feel like, I think this show really validated all of my feelings, because, like my mom's friends, they were coming to my, they were like, I'm so proud of you. So, like, having, like, Nigerian people tell me that they're proud of me for doing art, like, of having an art show, and they really like my message, what I stand for, like my designs, like my art, like, oh my god, I just got validated of, like, damn, maybe I did choose the right path. But so I'm just like, I want to continue this, because it seems like this works. So how can I increase this dopamine? So maybe we create a second edition. Maybe when I move to wherever I move to, I get the black women over there to do a second edition of this magazine. I want to create this sense of dopamine I feel right now. I want to create more of this because I am deserving of it. It's like, I have a lot of fear in my head, like, with this podcast. I don't know if anyone actually listens to it, but I have a fear of just, like, failing at so many things. I was scared about failing the show. I'm scared about failing this podcast. Of just like, but I think at this point I'm just kind of recording the podcast for myself to help me like kind of be better at talking, because I get more like shy. It's like when I'm around people, I feel like I have to be more out there in order to really be myself, in order for anyone to really listen to me. So, but then I'm starting to, with this podcast, I just kind of like just chill and talk to myself. So it's helping me a lot to like just like slow down my breath, slow down my thought, like really elaborate on what I'm thinking. And so I think I'm successful in that part. It might not have a lot of like viewer wise, but I think I'm successful in the part that it's helping me like control my thought rather than trying to jump from one idea to one idea without finishing a thought, without being, so it's helping me like elaborate on my thoughts. It's helping me as a person. So I think, and that's how I'm defining my, I feel like I can make a whole episode of like how I'm defining my own success. I'm like, I don't know, because I think I have to really do, because I was listening to Bria Jones podcast, and like she was talking about how she had to redefine her own definition of success. And I think for me, I'm redefining my own definition of success by people's validation of me. And I think that's a good thing. Like, obviously, I want people's validation of my work to be positive. But I think I also have to validate my own self of, like, really, when I look at my work, think it's the best shit ever. And I think, in a way, I'm a little bit cocky with that aspect of, like, I think, like, I look at my TikTok videos, I look at my Instagram, I look at my, I'm like, this is the best shit ever. But then I'm like, I think it's the best shit, because I think anything I make is the best shit ever. But other people might not, they're like, oh, this bitch fucked up, this bitch can't do shit. Like, so it's like, I'm deserving of good things to happen to me. I'm deserving of life to be good to me. I'm deserving of it. But it's such a scary thing. I'm deserving of having people who genuinely care about me, and realizing people that don't care about me, like people that don't care about if I die today and could not give two fucks. And I think I'm deserving to know not to be around those people. I'm deserving to like want to talk to people about how I'm feeling. Of like, I'm deserving of good things. And I think I'm gonna keep saying that sentence over and over throughout this episode. It's like, I'm deserving of good things. I am deserving of good things. I deserve whatever my heart desires every single time. Whatever my heart desires, I'm deserving of it, because I said so. And that's, I think it's as simple as that. I said so. So that's why I'm deserving of it. And that's all. That's literally all, because I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of scared. I think in a way I'm kind of repeating myself to kind of like clarify it to myself of like, I'm deserving of good things. I don't know. And no matter how much I say to myself, I still don't believe it. I don't believe I deserve to do art full time. I don't think I deserve to do this, even though I have, you know, like, I have so much support. Like, oh, this past weekend, I got to see all the support in life and be like, how can I not deserve good things? I deserve good things. Like, I have a fear of, like, I'm going to feel like post-grad. Like, I'm going to have to move back home. I'm just going to feel so miserably bad that I feel like, in a way, everyone's going to be like, I told you so. I told you this is not a good career. I told you art is not good. I told you you shouldn't. It's just like, I have a fear of that sense of, like, everything is just going to be shit. That I'm just going to let every single person down. Every person that believed in me, I'm going to let them down. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm afraid of failing another art form. It's not that I don't think I've ever necessarily failed every art form, but it's like I give up a lot of it, because like I remember I had a phase where I was really into fashion and I'm sewing my own clothes. It's like, it's not that I failed at it. I just gave up rather than continue to learn it. So that when I say failing, I just give up once it gets hard. And I was, with this magazine, I was so close. I wanted to give up so many times. And the only thing that kept me from giving up is the fact that I won't get my diploma if I give up. So, girl, I had to. So, it's like, the way I was really thinking, I was like, what if I don't do this show? Would they, like, really not give me my diploma? Like, would they really film me from having this degree? Like, what's the worst that would happen? And I was like, what if I just do a bare minimum and just put whatever up there? But then I was like, this is people's going to be first impression of me as an artist. And I have to blow their minds up. I have to make sure they know that I am that girl. I am her. I said I want to make a magazine, and I have to make a magazine the best way I can as of now. Obviously, in the future, the magazine is just going to get better if I continue. But it's like, as of now, I want this to be a direct reflection of me. When you think of scene, you think of me. When you think of her, you think of me. Because that's what it is. We get down. But it's just like, I just have a fear of, like, I have so many fears. Even though, like, right now I feel so good. It's like, I feel so positive about everything. Because I'm just, like, kind of driving this, doing this life thing amazingly, if I'm going to say myself. But it's like, when it just comes to nighttime, there's a lot of thoughts that just come to my head of, like, I'm going to fail at every single thing. Everything's going to be a failure. It's just going to be really bad. Just blah, blah, blah. I just can't do it. And it's just, I guess it's just really scary. I don't know. And I think right now my biggest emotion is probably fear. I have a lot of fear. Of fail in everything I'm doing, but I don't know. But I think I have to really define what fear is to me, not what defining what success means to me. So to kind of like collaborate on the idea of fear and kind of decrease that emotion of fear in my life and increase that emotion of like, I am deserving of good things. I'm deserving of good things to be around me. I'm deserving of good things to be around me, people-wise and thing-wise. Just like, I'm deserving to receive good news every single time. But I think that's where I'm going to end the episode. I don't know if it's a shorter episode, but if you like the podcast, feel free to rate the podcast. DM me up or unfollow me at Professional Rambler on Instagram, or email me at ProfessionalRamblerPodcast@gmail.com. And I guess I'll see you guys later. Bye.